Well, firstly, can I just say how lovely it is to be here with you today. Heard lots about you. I get your wonderful newsletter, and it's great to be partnering with you in prayer as you reach out to those around you here in Croydon, wonderful Croydon, with the gospel. Thank you. what can I say about myself? Well, I've got a wife. Her name is Elf. That's a nickname, by the way. She's not really an elf. And I have three lovely children. Julia, who's 5. And I have to remember that. I was practicing this. I have to remember who my children are. Peter, he's 2. And Samuel, he's just 3 months. So he's entertaining us at the moment, especially at night, which is good. I live in Barnet. That's where I normally live and work. And I'm a full-time youth worker up there, a little church in New Barnet. So it's great to be on the south side of the river. I don't do that very often, but I hear great things. I grew up really with my parents going to Catholic church, sort of on and off. First in Barnet, actually, where I was born, and then a bit later on in Brighton. Growing up there, and so I kind of went to church, you know, on and off, but I never really understood who Jesus was or why he died. And to me, through those years, you know, Christianity just seemed to be about going to church, doing the rituals, about keeping rules, being a moral person. And it didn't really seem to have much relevance or connection into, you know, everyday life. And so by the time I was a teenager, other things just seemed way more interesting, way more important. Yeah. Doing well at school, making friends, playing sport, that kind of thing. And so I just sort of dropped out of church altogether. Just didn't go. Not really interested in the things of God. Through those years. But then at school, I had a few friends who'd started going to a youth group at a church which taught the Bible. And this youth group played football every week, so I thought, bonus, I'll go along and try it out. And just week by week, they would open up the Bible with us and explain its message. And through that time, I began to understand who Jesus really was, that he really was God come to earth, and why he died on the cross to save sinners like me from my sins, so I could be with him in eternity. And it took a while, because I was 14 when I started hearing the Bible being taught, but it was only really at 17 when I thought, you know what, this is true. And I need to respond to this myself. And it was about the age of 17 that, wonderfully, God helped me to put my trust in Jesus and turn to him. And that was a sort of slow process through those years. And I think I was very sort of, hard-hearted to the message. But wonderfully, God is a God who changes hard hearts. And over that time, all I can say is it was a melting process. Maybe some of you are having that right now. There's sort of a melting going on, and I want to be changed my heart. And then after that, I was about 17, and then I went to university, studied chemistry at Imperial College up in central London. And that was actually a really hard time to be thrown in as sort of baby Christian. I found that a really tough time, just because you're coming up against the world and opposition to Jesus. And I felt like a little ship being sort of battered and thrown about. But there were a couple of lifelines, the Christian Union there, some dear friends who helped me, and a church as well, St. Helens in central London, with a wonderful student ministry there. And I said, they were real lifelines through that time, Because it's hard. I found it really hard to be a Christian, not to be ashamed of Jesus, and then also the challenge to not just keep the good news to myself, but to share it with students around me. And I knew that it was a message that others needed to hear. And, you know, it was a hard time, made lots of mistakes, but wonderfully, God is a God who welcomes us back. And kept coming back to Jesus, kept coming back to his word, and keep coming back to the cross, finding forgiveness and strength to carry on. And here we are, 20 years later, still trusting Jesus, thanks to God's grace. So that's my story.
Thanks, Mark, for sharing that with us.